many of these companies start an idea, they think that they have it, actually they don't, but they hope that they will develop the working idea while they're pursuing it. And they have that expectation that let's go ahead and it will kind of get itself together and it will be successful. This is not fraud. I mean, this could be seen as visionary. The distinction between fraud and visionary is very subtle here.
These high-risk, high-reward gambles have been taken by some of the most famous visionaries, and even the inventor who inspired Holmes' first prototype, Thomas Edison.
He was the original fake-it-till-you-make-it guy. Now, he was different than Elizabeth Holmes in that he ultimately did make it. He was an inventor who got it right. And along the way, when he was having trouble with the incandescent light bulb, he didn't let anybody in on that. He faked demonstrations. He was not so dissimilar from other famous people in Silicon Valley, like, say, Steve Jobs, who was a notorious liar, but also a great storyteller. So she's in that tradition, and that's what makes Elizabeth Holmes interesting.